It's pretty much time. Talk a bit of sport. Get your weekend rolling. Know what's playing this weekend. Wow, that was loud. Jeez. Wow.
Calm down. Yeah, cool. It's like,
I just get excited about sport.
Yeah, that's very lofty of you. of course, I am joined by Adrian and Mick from 2SER's own sporting podcast, One Week at a Time. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I made it in.
You did make it in.
I slept through my alarm.
It was all that time you were up staring at moons.
and tweeting about it.
What is coming up for this weekend of sport, gentlemen?
Well, we are, of course, going to be wrapping up the Olympics this weekend. Mm. It's a bit sad, actually.
When is the official last day? Is it Monday our time?
Yes, it would be, yeah.
Yes. Sunday night for them. Yeah. That would be the closing ceremony, which, of course, is the traditional party with the athletes.
Not for two Australian athletes.
No. We've already partied out.
Yes, well.
Got on the drink a bit early.
Yeah, good on them.
Absolutely.
Not good on them. Bad people.
The biggest highlight of the Olympics to come is the Boomers. The Boomers are playing Serbia in the semi-final tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. our time, which is going to be to see if we get to the gold medal match against, of course...
The U.S.
So if we can make it to the grand final, that'll be...
We almost pipped, by the way. I mean, people shouldn't just sort of think that they're going to thrash us. I mean, we're beating these guys at halftime.
Yep.
And they are generally worried about us. Yeah.
No, they are. They're paying attention. This is not a kind of a... They're not seeing this as a shoe-in at all. And the Boomers should be bloody proud of where
Absolutely.
They've got to.
So if we do make it to the final, I think it's on Monday morning at like 5 a.m. or something. So
people will be up
expect
for that.
People Go to be a bit weary on Friday morning if we get there. And we've got to beat Serbia, but we beat Serbia already in the group stage.
Yeah.
It's like 20 points or something. So
all right. Bad luck, Serbia. I enjoy your beers, but you've got no hope whatsoever.
All they gave me was my surname.
I went to Serbia and all I got was this shitty surname.
But the other thing to look out for in the Olympics is Usain Bolt, the freak on legs, is looking for his triple-triple. Basically,
this will be the third time he's won three?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what he's looking to do, and it would be an amazing feat because he is a bit of a... I mean, he is a freak.
That photo of him, was it the 100 or the 200?
Both. He got one in the 100 where the Australian guy got it in the heat, and he's running like... You can see all the blur of all the things behind him and how fast he's going. And he's just grinning behind him.
Yeah.
And then yesterday in the heat of, semi of the 200, him and his fellow...
He's having a chat.
Another guy next to him, just having a chat as they're running across the line, doing their personal best, mind you.
Yeah, but still having a bit of a chat about it. So, yeah. Look,
what have you been up to? Oh, just training, you know.
I got to say, the Olympics. His attitude is what I want from an Olympian. He looks like a man who is proud to be there, happy to be there, supportive of the people he's running against.
Yeah.
You know, I think... It sounds like an absolute, you know, prince amongst men, personally.
Yeah,
but yeah,
definitely. He seems like a bit of a character, but at the same time, he seems like a nice bloke and all that. So
yeah, mate, Olympic spirit.
Yeah.
And the other quick ones to look out for: Australian medal hopes, BMX. Mm-hmm. BMX coming up looks awesome. I've been loving watching that.
No idea that it was an Olympic sport. I was quite fascinated by
it was
the idea
last time.
I still love the someone who said on Twitter, How are newspapers being delivered if everyone's ever...
That's a good one. and Jared Talent in the long, long, long 50-kilometer walk.
Oh, we're up for a walking chance, are we?
Yeah. Jared Talent is a great chance.
Amazing.
Talent. I was going to say
he's
talent.
A great talent. No, good.
That would have been...
With a name like that, you don't want to fail. It's your name, Jared. Fail.
But yeah, of course, we're a bit sad to be wrapping it all up, but then I guess, you know, we'll move on and wait for another four years for it.
Wait for 4 years when we get skateboarding in, Tokyo 2020?
Tokyo.
Yes.
Yeah, Tokyo
skateboarding.
It's going to be amazing.
And surfing.
Yes.
Wow.
Also, just on the Olympics, just to backtrack a little bit, the fellow who won the 50 free, did you see him? He's 35. He won his last gold medal in Sydney. He actually gave up swimming after the Sydney Olympics. Oh. Comes back, wins the 50 free. And smashed it. 35 years old.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is fantastic. Good little story.
So,
really nice to know.
Tying it in, I'll be 35 in 2020. I'm making my comeback. There it is. It's official.
Fantastic.
Stop cheering, guys. Stop cheering.
I look forward
to it. If you didn't know, Adrian was once a star swimmer.
Once. Not. Barely floats now.
In other sports. There are a big game for rugby heads this weekend. Is the opening game of the Bledisloe Cup.
Of course.
Being played here in Sydney.
Yeah.
It's always a big game, Australia, New Zealand, rivalry continues. The Wallabies looking pretty good form at the moment. But also there was a bit of sad news a couple of weeks ago about Lelefua.
Yeah, diagnosed with cancer.
Diagnosed with leukemia.
It's heartbreaking.
So he's undergoing treatment right now in Canberra, but a bunch of players and the Wallabies are going to be shaving their heads to support him. And lots of good thoughts going out to him because it's a pretty it's pretty horrid disease.
It is. It's horrible, and good on the teammates for supporting him. And I've got to say, even if you don't watch rugby, Bledisloe Cup's the one to do
it
with.
Absolutely. It's the match.
Perfect.
I've got a couple of NZ mates, and the banter flies. Yeah. Stay away from my Twitter that night because there'll be all sorts of blue language and all sorts of things.
Did you hear that? Yeah. I know everyone was about to jump on Adrian's Twitter, but they you've were. Been warned. Stay away.
Ooh, all those 20 followers.
Don't follow me. I'm underscore age.
And what else? What else?
And in NRL, we've got the couple of big grudge matches. We had one last night. It was going to be heated. And there's quite
nasty.
A few sort of rivalry games this weekend, it seems. Battle of Brookie, as it's known.
Battle of Brookie?
Is Manly versus Melbourne up in Brookvale Oval. Oh. This is sort of goes back to a spiteful game in 2011 when these two teams basically just killed each other on the pitch.
5 years. Yeah. Wow.
So that's
the last
big
rugby league fight. Glenn Stewart v. Adam Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Bless.
Going at it.
Are we expecting a bit of... do we think the boys will rein it in and show a bit of class?
Manly have been pretty useless this year, really.
All right, okay,
so
good.
Melbourne should run all over them.
Yeah.
And then the Raiders and the Eels play down in Canberra. My Eels, of course. It's always a bit spiteful because Ricky Stewart is our ex-coach. We don't like Canberra much anymore, which is funny because I used to live in Canberra and used to look forward to these Raiders-Eels games, and the Raiders used to just run all over us. So we'll see what happens this year.
Raiders always powerful on our home oval.
Yeah, because it's always cold.
It's minus 2 degrees.
They know it. Yeah. They're out there. They're like, you know what? I'm going to have an iced tea after this. It's beautiful weather.
Well, that's what we all do when watching rugby league.
Always an iced tea. Now, guys, thanks very much. Where can people get the podcast?
Go on to the 2SER website, click on Listen down the bottom, scroll down, and you'll see 1 week at a time. That's us.
All righty. And that's Tune every in. Sunday?
Every Sunday night,
Every Sunday night. Thanks, guys. We'll talk next week.
See ya.